U.S.-flagged Lakers handled 5% less cargo in November. Coal and limestone were down, but Lake Carriers Association spokesman Glenn Nekvasil says iron ore was up 15% from a year ago.
Iron ore remains the strong spot. Shipments are up both in the month and for the year. That shows that our steel mills are working hard. Just unfortunately, the level of activity at the steel mills hasn't always translated into the same level of activity in some other industries.
That's Laker cargo. When it comes to ocean-going ships going through the Seaway, the Salties, shipments are up 28%. The U.S. administrator of the St. Lawrence Seaway is Terry Johnson. He says grain exports are gangbusters.
Yeah, I think that's an apt description, gangbusters. It's up 19% over last year, at least U.S. grain is. It's because of a confluence of factors, including the Russian grain embargo and favorable growing conditions in the U.S. and bad growing conditions in Ukraine.
Grain shipments from upper Midwestern farms are the highest they've been in a decade. But overall, iron ore, coal, limestone, and coke exports are all up this year. Johnson says the St. Lawrence Seaway is an economic barometer of better times ahead.
We saw this last year in the end of 08 when we started to see a real decline, and that, of course, was a harbinger of the economic difficulties in 09. And now that we're seeing an uptick, I do believe it's an indication that the economy is recovering.
407 ships went through the Seaway in November, the most in 12 years. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.